Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm excited to share another great guest with you today. Lania Desmond is here. She's a higher consciousness teacher and mentor. She has a fascinating story to share with us that has led her to who she is today on the holistic entrepreneur journey. It's going to be another great show. You're not going to want to miss it. Now, to me, being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You come from that heart-centered place and truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. You know, it doesn't matter where you are on the journey, whether you're just starting out or you've been on the journey a while, but I bet you would like to find people who you love to work with, and that you would be paid well for your gifts and your expertise. You know, this is something that I think many of us struggle with when we first start out, or even if we've been on the journey a while. I recently recorded a webinar, and I talked about how important the inner game is, clarity and mindset, because there are mistakes that many new entrepreneurs make that keep them from making the money that they deserve. And you know what? It's all about that inner game, having the clarity and the right mindset, because that underlies those five most common mistakes. So if you're interested in listening to the webinar, you can go to BonnieGressel.com. It's right up at the top of the page, and just click on it that you want to check out more information about the free webinar, and it'll take you to a sign-up page. I know that you're meant to do great things and be happy and be prosperous. Now, I would love to know what you think of the show. So please leave me a message on Facebook at Coach Bonnie Gressel or on my website, or leave me a message on iTunes. Leave a review. Subscribe to the show on your favorite network. You can get the direct links to all the networks that the show is currently on, which is iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, and Speak Up Talk Radio. You can get to all of those places by going to BonnieGressel.com and click on the podcast tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur. And all those other links are there. I want to make it easy for you so that you can find the show. And my guest today is Lania Desmond. Lania Desmond is the originator of Soul Point and Essence Work. She facilitates for individuals and groups ready to harness purposeful living, self-empowerment, and enhanced productivity. Her clients report massive expansion and growth when redirecting their lives under her expert guidance. Lania's spiritual perspectives are the result of numerous near-death experiences and decades of self-mastery that followed. You can find out more about Lania at laniadesmond.com. Lania works in person, by phone, and on Skype. Welcome, Lania. I am so glad that you've taken time out of your busy day to share with all of us today.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you, Lania. Now, you know, I read about people, a little bit about people in their bio, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with our listeners today a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you've become and what you do today?
Sure. So the beginning part of it was that in the beginning, I was living in a home that was very dysfunctional, and there was a lot of mental and emotional abuse. And that actually ultimately led to my first near-death experience when I was 19 years old. And at that point, you know, my life was not good at all. I mean, I had a lot of health challenges. I got down to 76 pounds. I was not doing well. And when I had my near-death experience, It was absolutely astounding. And honestly, I really didn't want to come back. And what I didn't realize for many, many years was why it actually felt so good on the other side. And the reason that I discovered was because all of the negative impact that I had been experiencing in my life completely dropped away. And for the first time, I could actually see who I really was. And so that, and there was so much love, and I felt welcomed and honored and accepted, and I didn't experience any fear. It was just absolutely astounding. Well, I realized that I needed to come back to complete what I had actually started to do. And all of the things I had experienced in my childhood and this near-death experience were part of my journey, which, of course, who would realize that when they're in the midst of all of it? It was pretty harsh. But it actually set me on my path to doing what I do now. And it laid the foundation. It laid the groundwork for me. And what I realized was the work that I do now, which is the soul point work and the essence work that I developed, would not have occurred had I not had that as my beginning.
Mm. Yes. You know, and so often I think we find that that happens. You know, sometimes we teach, what we need to learn the most, and it's who we become that allows us to help other people so that they can have the life they want. So tell us a little bit more, Lania, about what you do with clients in the soul point and the essence work. Tell us a little bit more about that. That sounds intriguing.
Well, the essence work I actually developed back in the early 80s. And what that does, what I started realizing from my experiences of my healing, was that a lot of times people are really working on all these issues. It's always about the issues. And what I uncovered when I started really delving into essence work was that was really kind of the long way around. And a much more elegant way was to be able to lift off the anchors that were holding the issues in place. And when I started lifting off the anchors, the issues would just drop away. And I also noticed as I was developing the process that it worked a lot easier if I had my clients go to sleep. Instead, because then they're out of the way.
right.
And they really loved it because there wasn't really anything for them to do, you know, how we want to do all that busy stuff, you know. But they couldn't interfere. They couldn't mess it up. They couldn't, you know, they just got the rewards and the benefits of these long-term challenges and debilitating issues just kind of gently being lifted off, kind of like gauze, just like gauze. And it was relatively simple. And then I would talk to them the next day, and I would go through, you know, what the issues were that were being held in place and where it might have been affecting them in their physiology and their body, and what the emotions were that were being smoothed out, and how long it would take. And they were really surprised at the elegance of it. Mm. So that's the essence work. And then after doing that for quite a number of years, and really working through enormous amounts of fear on my part, I must say, I wound up actually having a very intense experience where I was really ready to drop away all my fear and step into my true empowerment, which is what I experienced in my near-death experience. And at the moment that I really finally surrendered, I was actually taken into what I now call Soul Point. And all of the things that I had been learning over the many years of working on myself, healing my issues, all my challenges, all my everything that I had diligently worked on for many, many years, all of a sudden, all of it fell into place and it made perfect sense. And Soul Point is more of a conversation that I have with people. It's talking. And it's actually addressing five very significant aspects of how we perceive ourselves and putting them into balance. And when those come into balance, they are restructuring our frame of reference and how we perceive our world, how we perceive relationships, how we perceive our work. It sets people onto their life path. It's really quite elegant in how it does that. And people start becoming the magnet that draws to them their ideal clients, their ideal purpose in life, and it makes it very clear what they're really here to do.
Hmm. You know, and there are so many people who that I know that struggle with that. What is my purpose? Why, you know, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. I don't think I know my purpose. And so I would imagine that that just working with the Soul Point work would be hugely beneficial to people who are just searching for that.
It is. And again, it is the simplicity of it. And most of the time, people are pretty surprised at how much they laugh while they're doing the work. Because I have to use my sense of humor and analogies because I'm bringing in concepts that we know as spiritual beings, and there are innate nature. They're who we really are if all of this other old programming isn't there. It's who we really are. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. It's fun to start bringing that in.
Oh, yeah. So now what do you think, like if somebody comes to you and says, okay, what makes you different? What makes you unique? Why would I work with you rather than somebody else who does, you know, life coaching or whatever? How do you address that? What do you think makes you unique, Lania?
Well, first of all, I'm not dealing with the person's story.
Mm.
I'm not dealing with their past. What I realize, I'll use a little simple analogy here. If you knew how to work on a computer and you wanted your computer to perform a task that it did not have a program for, how easy do you think it would be to get it to do that task?
Yeah, not very.
Not very, right? So what I discovered is that we as humans, we want to be able to accomplish things that we don't have a program for.
Mm.
And so what I'm doing with Soul Point that is very unique is I'm bringing in a program, I call it a program, that when it comes in, it allows everything that you want to start being drawn to you. It's not even that you go looking for it. It's not that you have to do mantras and affirmations and now it's going to be hard work after. No, it's a very natural, cohesive process that organically evolves and opens you. And so what's happening is, you know, you can't have something you can't imagine. And so it also addresses awakening and recalibrating all of your sensing devices that allow you to perceive life as a human. Your sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, all your chakras, all your sensing devices start being upgraded. And it's that upgrade that is very different. And so it works on the unconscious, the subconscious. It starts shifting around and releasing, again, all the old debris that you don't have any use for anymore. And it starts resolving things like, you know, fear and doubt and self-sabotage. And it's just those things just start melting away because they're not needed. And so it's different than coaching or different forms of healing work because it is a system. It is a step-by-step blueprint that I take people through. It's a blueprint. So there, it doesn't go away. It stays there. And at any given moment, you can tap right back into it. It's yours. It, again, it's like downloading that program on a computer. You just turn on your computer, and the computer has the program already in it, and so you can work on it anytime you choose. Well, it's the same with SoulPoint. Anytime that you might feel anything from the old environment coming up, you just simply remember the new environment and you move in that direction.
Hmm.
So it's simple.
Go ahead. So you mentioned fear before, which is so common, the inner critic, the,
right.
the just fear in general.
Right.
How about your journey, your personal journey with your business, really, Lania? Did you ever have to deal with any fears or challenges along the way? What was that like for you?
They were massive fears.
Okay, so
well, you know, one of the other things that I didn't mention was that I was actually anorexic for over 20 years.
Oh, my.
Now, when you're anorexic, I'll give you a little translation for that. You want to be invisible. At least I did. That was, you know, mine started very early on. I didn't go on a diet. So I tried to become invisible. So fear was like a mantra for me. I mean, it was like, you know, I was afraid of this and I was afraid of that. And if I wasn't perfect, you know, then it wasn't ever going to work out for me. And it was massive. I mean, every time I would turn around, I was bumping up against my fear. And at a certain point, I said, you know, if I'm ever going to get anywhere in my life, I have to, you know, do something to move through my fear. And what I discovered was how to use my fear as a catalyst to move me forward instead of what was stopping me and standing in my way. And so what I started doing was whatever it took for me to start trusting my inner guidance, and that was really big for me in overcoming my fear, because the fear comes from past, you know, the past issues and past training and past programs. But what I needed to do was move into an environment that honored who I was and what my gifts were. And so I realized that I needed something bigger than myself to latch onto that would allow me to grab onto it and pull myself forward instead of finding myself being dragged backwards. So I started focusing on how would I be if I had already accomplished what I said I wanted? And so I started using that accomplishment to see how to move myself forward step by step by step. And as I did that, I found myself, yeah, I was still jittery and I still had the fear and I still had the doubt, but I would push them to the side so that I could get where I needed to be. And then what I discovered was that if I did that, not only did I accomplish what I set out to do, but I had all these bonuses that started showing up, which was really cool. And they were beyond what I would have asked for. So that was really amazing. And then I also would give myself a reward. So I had rewards that were coming to me spontaneously, but I also had a reward that I would give myself dependent on how big the accomplishment was. So if it was something really major that I wanted to accomplish, I would give myself a reward in line with that. So that, again, was something to pull myself forward and look forward to.
So it sounds like you actually used the fear.
Yes.
To help move forward.
I used the fear as the catalyst. I used the fear. And then I started learning how to create inner validation. So where I would have this one voice that was doubting that I could ever be successful or I could ever accomplish anything, instead, what I started doing was I started using inner validation to see what I had already accomplished and use that as a springboard to help me move forward.
So this is the type of things that you obviously help your clients with as well. I mean, who doesn't have fear of moving forward, fear of the unknown and the inner critic? I mean, all that stuff. I don't think I know anyone who's not dealing with that at some point.
Well, you know, it's interesting because those are the things I have to kind of put an asterisk on that. Those were the things that I was doing before I got SoulPoint.
After
SoulPoint is a whole different
Yes, let's
story.
Talk about that. How did things change?
Okay, so things changed dramatically after I received SoulPoint, because what SoulPoint does is it brings in all of the positive elements that are missing in our frame of reference about how we see ourselves and who we think we are. And so when you have that as your framework, you all of a sudden, you know, we're talking to spiritual entrepreneurs. So from a spiritual perspective, what happens with SoulPoint is you start accessing very directly your spiritual family. Mm. And so it's different than your human family. And it is a very specific group of beings that have always been with you and will always be with you. They're there forever. But we forget about it when we come into this human environment. Mm-hmm. And so when you have SoulPoint and you have that spiritual family and you have the aspects of, you know, the more feminine divine and the masculine divine, the new mother and the new father. What happens is when you start seeing things through their eyes instead of the eyes of your birth mother and your birth father, it is such a huge shift that in a moment you can reach out to them and they remind you of who you genuinely are. Mm. And so the issues of fear, sure, we have fear, you know, but that fear, it dissolves in the face of the love that you experience from the spiritual aspects from that perspective. So when you can even imagine, you know, having a mother that is totally supportive and loving and nurturing and wanted you exactly the way you are and was so thrilled that you would choose her to be your mother, and you have a father who is doing exactly what he was meant to be doing, and he's strong and he's capable and he's nurturing and he's supportive and he's loving and he's just there for you to lean on. And so these aspects are there to lean on. Well, you know, sometimes to have that fear come up and, you know, have one of my clients say, you know, I was really having this and this and this. And I said, well, just imagine that new dad wrapping his arms around you and being behind you to support you and help you move through whatever that fear is, or maybe he's ahead of you and he's reaching back to you and you're holding his hand and now you can step forward, you know, knowing that he's there ahead of you clearing the way.
Yeah, you know, we're never alone, truly alone. And so many, you know, sometimes we forget that.
Right.
You know, but really, that spiritual family, I love how you address that and how you talk about that, because I think that's such a huge piece of keeping us, you know, feeling safe and keeping the fear at bay. You know, if you had to, you know, as we're talking to other holistic entrepreneurs out there today, if you had one piece of advice, like the golden nugget, something that if they could only remember one thing from today's conversation, what would you want that to be? What's the most important thing, do you think, to make sure that our listeners leave with today?
What I would say is that it really is key to use the fear as a springboard. To use it, you know, it's not that it's ever, you're ever going to be without the fear, but use the fear as the springboard, as a catalyst to move you forward to accomplishing what you actually came here to do, and make what you came here to do the most important aspect, and then give yourself the pat on the back. You know, I think something to understand is nobody came here to be perfect. There is no possibility of us ever being perfect. But what we can do is we can recognize who we are in our inner self and the magnificence that we really are, and start moving moment by moment by moment toward that. We're never going to be perfect. Pictures are perfect. People are not. And so cut yourself some slack and do the best that you can do, but keep in mind who you really are in the process.
That authenticity is so important. And, you know, I have read a quote, I don't even know who said this, but it says that perfectionism is a character defect. And I actually kind of believe that.
Amen. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, Lania, I know people are going to want more of you, because the stuff you have to share at that soul level, that core of us all, is so important. And that's the stuff that we often miss. You know, it's like, how do I build a list? How do I do a website? How do I do all these things? But unless we address these foundational pieces of ourselves and who we truly are, none of the other stuff really works all that well.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to pick up the phone if the fear is staring you in the face. But if you feel confident, it's easy. It's
exactly
easy to do the steps you need to do absolutely.
So, Lania, how can people get more of you? Because I know they're going to want more of you. I know you have a fabulous gift to share with everyone from today's conversation. So tell us a little bit more maybe about that.
Well, the gift, the way they can get hold of me is to go to my website, laniadesmond.com, and there will be a link for my booklet, and the booklet is Discovering the Essence of Happiness, a Unique Approach to Self-Acceptance. And I wanted to give that as a gift because I think, you know, it runs the gamut of different aspects of who we are. And there are some aspects in there for entrepreneurs and also for people that want to deal with inner child and weight issues and the spiritual aspect. It's all in that little booklet. It's about 76 tips that I put together. So I would love it if your listeners would go and grab their copy and, you know, read through it and just use those tips to help move through the fear and the anxiety and calm the little child, too.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today, Lania. It's been fun, as always. I love sharing time with you and learning from you. And thank you so much for sharing your insights with this community.
Thank you for inviting me, Bonnie.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.